Joining me in the studio is Ashley Bulwark. She's the education manager at the Sitka Sound Science Center, and she's here to talk about their docent and junior docent program. Training is coming up for that this spring. Welcome to Morning Edition, Ashley.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, this docent program, it's new. It's a new program you're trying out, as is the junior docent program, I believe. Mm-hmm. And can you tell us a bit about what the intention is behind it?
Sure. These programs are a new way for the Science Center to engage both the community and sort of the visitors that we have coming in, especially in the summer season. But this program is really a way to get people who are interested in sort of the interpretive volunteer efforts in town. And so it's a way to get local people who have a great story to tell or are really fascinated about science or what's going on at the Science Center and want to share that with visitors, whether that be cruise ship passengers or families that are coming to town independently, maybe even their own families who haven't learned those things.
So the docent program's for adults. The junior docent program is for middle school through high school students. Let's start out by talking about training for the docent program. When is it coming up and what will it entail?
Okay, the docent training is going to start the end of February, and it'll be Wednesday evenings for about an hour and a half, and it's going to run for 10 weeks, which takes it pretty much up until the end of April. And the training has sort of three parts. It's going to be learning about the organisms we have at the aquarium, because a lot of people are really interested in our local ecosystem and what's going on. And even locals, a lot of times, have learned plenty of information about it, but we can always learn more. And so there'll be pieces about that, mostly hands-on learning, though, going into the aquarium, checking out these things, doing some little experiments to learn more about their subtle details and things like that. We'll also talk about generally what's going on at the Science Center. We like to share those things with our visitors, including a lot of the research projects we're doing that you don't necessarily see when you come to the face of the Science Center at the Sage Building, which includes the hatchery as well. And then the third piece is sort of building communication skills, which will be a lot of fun practice, little interactive skits and activities between the docents and the staff members at the Science Center to just kind of get you really comfortable talking about the science information that you'd be sharing through the docent program, which, you know, science can be a little intimidating for some folks. So we want to just talk about, like, what's the importance when you're talking to people about science and how do you do that really effectively?
And so they're going to be getting their hands wet. And the Science Center is about more than just fish. So there's a whole slew of information they'll be learning.
Definitely. Yeah, we have a ton of things going on. And a lot of people have been really excited about marine debris that's going on. So that's just one example of another project that's completely outside the realm of fish and is a research thing that we're doing at the Science Center that we like to share with people who come to visit.
What kind of commitment are you looking for people interested in becoming docents?
This program is really flexible. I mean, it could be someone who wants to spend 1 hour a week volunteering, upwards of, you know, 10, 15 hours. It really depends on the person and what they're interested in.
About how many docents are you looking for?
I think it'd be really amazing to get 10. If we get more than that, that would be excellent. Again, it's mostly, these folks are mostly going to be looking to work in the summertime when it's extremely busy with visitors. In the off season, we're open 3 days a week, though, and we have special events. So those are more opportunities for docents to help out. So in the off season, it'll be less opportunities to come down to the Science Center and do docent work. But in the summer, we could have many more than 10. That would be wonderful.
What do you think a typical volunteer day might look like for a docent during the summer?
Well, if a docent wanted to come in, say they were going to commit 3 hours in the summer for one day, they would come in. If it's a cruise ship day, we often have scheduled tours. And so there'll be staff members at the Science Center giving tours. There'll be people at the entrance and in the aquarium. But what I really want to see the docents doing is not necessarily those specific jobs, but maybe they have a passion for what's going on in the aquarium, or they're really interested in what's going on in the hatchery. They would be an extra person to stand in and just have those one-on-one interactions with visitors. When we have 100 visitors coming through the Science Center in a day, not every one of them gets one-on-one interaction. And so many people in this community have great connections to our ecosystem, to the Sage Building, to what's going on in science in our community. And we really hope that this is a venue for them to share their passion about these things with people who are visiting, because that's what makes Sitka really wonderful. One of the things that makes Sitka really wonderful.
So they'll be present at the center and sort of fielding tourist questions.
Yeah, Definitely.
What are some of those questions?
We have a lot of interesting ones that we'll go through in training. One of the questions I always get is about starfish. People are like, I heard that starfish can lose an arm and grow it back and they're fine. And so that's always something interesting because we have an entire table of starfish. And it's fun to engage visitors and kind of say, well, that's true for some species of starfish, but these other ones would never survive if they lost an arm. And so it's just something that really opens their mind to thinking about animals and individual species and that they're different.
So docents could really make an impact.
Oh, definitely. A huge impact.
And the junior docent program. Let's talk a bit about that.
Okay. So the junior docent program we're hoping is for maybe students who might be interested in communicating with visitors a little bit here and there, but they want kind of an educational piece at the Science Center as well, and maybe some hands-on work behind the scenes a little bit more, helping us collect food for our aquarium. It could be a lot of different things. We're going to develop some educational displays and things. And so they would have the opportunity to come in for just a couple hours is what we'd like the junior docents to come in when they are volunteering and to just help out with what needs to be done, maybe communicate with some of the visitors. And their training will be pretty similar. They'll get a lot more hands-on and a lot more of the behind the scenes, like, how does our aquarium work? What are some of the cool things that we have to do in order to feed our animals? You know, what are the interesting things to continue to learn about what's going on here in our ecosystem? But they'll also get some of those communication skill trainings and things like that to get them really comfortable talking to people.
So this is middle school and high school students.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of commitment are you looking for from them in terms of volunteering?
So the volunteering there would just be, you know, an hour or two, maybe once a week if they really are really into it. Maybe twice a week they'd commit an hour or two and they'd just come by, working really closely with our aquarium manager, Taylor, to kind of talk with her, go through what's going on in the aquarium recently, and just get kind of that job shadowing feel where they get to do a lot of different things, but just kind of open their eyes to what's going on in marine science and at the Science Center.
So this sounds like it is another aspect of how the Sitka Sound Science Center has really been, to me at least, it seems like expanding your community involvement and engagement.
We've been trying to expand all of the things that we're doing in the community. We love being here in Sitka, and we love the science legacy that Sitka has, and we think that our community has a wealth of that knowledge and those amazing connections to the science going on here. And so that's really the best way to share with people who are coming to town is to engage our personal community who has so many great things going on. And so we are always trying to incorporate the community more as we build and get larger and larger at the Science Center.
Folks interested in the docent and the junior docent programs, how can they find out more?
They can call the Science Center. The number is 747-8878, and you can ask for me, Ashley. You can also catch us via email or check out our opportunities on the website.
It sounds like the junior docent program, I'm thinking of it actually for my son as he gets older, is a great opportunity for those kids who are interested in natural history, marine science, and would also be a great thing to put on those college applications.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a huge plus. I mean, with those communication skills and kind of getting your hands wet in the marine ecosystem, if that's something you're interested in, or science in general.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
My guest has been Ashley Bulwark. She's the education manager at the Sitka Sound Science Center. Training for the docent and the junior docent programs starts this spring, and you can contact the Science Center if you'd like more information.